What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about two different reasons that narcissistic people reach out to you. Now, within these two reasons are a bunch of different ways, but typically these are the reasoning behind why they reach out to you. You see what I'm saying? So, to this reason. So yeah, before we hop into today's episode, the kids book will be out this week. The proofs come in tomorrow, Tuesday the 17th, and they should be out Thursday or Friday. So we shall see. The kids book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, drops this week. It will be done and out. So, okay. Y'all, two different ways that narcissistic people reach out to you. One of the reasons, like I said before, within these two reasons are a ton of different ways, but this is the reasoning behind why they reach out. The first reason is to help you. Help. Y'all see this? Help. Quotation marks. If y'all listening to this on the podcast, the first reason is to help you. Quote, unquote. You know, quote, help, unquote. To help you. They will pretend to try to help you out with something. Like, for you to help them. Help. The operative word is going to be help. They want you to feel like they are trying to help you out in some way, shape, or form. Like, maybe with some money, maybe with some food, shelter, cheek clapping, whatever the situation or dynamic is. The reasoning behind it is to help you. Is it a hoover? Yes, a hoovering attempt. Reaching out means hoovering. That's why I was saying, like, if y'all are used to the words that people use to talk about narcissists and toxic people, reaching out means to hoover. You see what I'm saying? So this is one of the reasons they hoover you, is to help you. To help you, or say that they themselves need help. They'll reach out to you like, look, I know we aren't together. I know you decided to go your separate ways and whatnot, but I told you I will always be there for you. And this is me being there for you. So if you need anything, I'll always be here. And I hope it works both ways. I hope it's vice versa. Blah, 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 boo, 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 boo. They want to use that, the reason behind help. And yeah, helping plays on your empathy. This is being an, I guess the word people use is empath. This is where being an empath can hurt you right here. Because the word help, or the reasoning help, plays on your empathy. If you're an empath, if you're a kind, caring person, they will absolutely, 100%, weaponize your empathy against you. I know people be bragging on how I'm a highly sensitive person. I have a lot of empathy. You keep bragging on that in front of a narcissistic person, and y'all be in a relationship for a long term, they will ruin your damn lives because of your empathy. You see what I'm saying? They will tear your life to pieces because of your empathy. They just will. They'll say that they need help. They'll send you a picture of a hospital. Look, this is one of the main ways that they'll do it, y'all, under the help category. They will send you a picture of them in a hospital or a hospital release form, or they'll post something on their story so one of your friends or your family members can see it. If you have them blocked, somebody else is going to see it and tell you about it. That's what they're hoping. The picture of a hospital bracelet, or them in the hospital, so just like, didn't really want to be here tonight, but had nowhere else to go. I need to be here. Blah, 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 boo, boo, boo. It's hard doing this stuff while you're alone. The prey on your empathy. Help. They say that they need help, and they feel like you need help. You see what I'm saying? It's not, it just, y'all, don't let your empathy be weaponized against you. And y'all know, y'all hear me constantly saying this because it's important. I know sometimes I sound like a broken record to some people, but it's important that you understand this, and it's important that you hear this. It's important that this does not go understated. Narcissistic people, toxic people will consistently weaponize your empathy against you. They just will, y'all. And if they, the guise of help, I need help praying. I need help getting back into school. I need help, whatever it is, they'll tell you that they need help with, or they'll offer you some help. That reestablishes the connection. Sometimes, like, when you're trying to help them or they help you, if it works, y'all get, you start focusing on the good times. I remember the time. It wasn't always this bad. It used to be good. They were tired. There were good times too. Of course. Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. There were good times. It's not always 100% going to be bad. And you focus on the good times when you're helping them out, or you help, or they're helping you out. They're playing the savior, or you're playing the savior to them. Of course, you're going to focus on the good times, because now the good emotions are flowing. This is like the good. It's like you cracked open the good bottle of wine. Except instead of wine, it's emotions. You cracked open the good emotional memories. A good bottle of wine. Y'all just drank it, making sexy eyes over it. You see what I'm saying? You cracked open the good stuff. So the good memories are going to flow. Of course they are. You see what I'm saying? This is the way it goes right there. That's part of the dynamic. That's part of the understanding. That's part of the paradigm of dealing with narcissistic people. Helping to help you, or have you help them. You see what I'm saying? Watch out for that. When you break up with them, when you decide to go no contact, when you decide to finally stand on your own 2 feet solidly, or stand on your own ground solidly, or sit, you know, just stand in your boundaries solidly and be done with this person, they're going to try to prey on your empathy. And guess what happens? If they reach out for help, a cry for help, if they do a cry for help or an offer to help and you refuse it, guess what? You never loved me. You never cared about me. It hurts when nobody ever there for you. I've been there for you. Blah, 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 boo, boo. Y'all, come on. God damn it, man. I don't think y'all understand how frustrating this stuff gets, man. I be wanting y'all to win more than y'all want yourselves to win sometimes, and it's extremely frustrating, because I give people this fire advice. I tell people what's going to happen. They still don't goddamn listen, and they just ruin their lives. Y'all, and it sucks. I go to therapy. My therapist is like, you got to disconnect from that. She's like, you have a lack of empathy. You can disconnect. She's like, go and help me talking to you helps you build some more cognitive empathy. But you got to pick your targets. You got to choose your targets wisely. So I can't help everybody. You see what I'm saying? You have to want to help yourself. They can't help you anymore. You see what I'm saying? And we have kids, and they want to help. They want to help with the kids more. They want to help with the kids by watching them at my house. No. They only watch the kids at my house. No. They only watch the kids if I'm there. No. Then it's not about the kids. It's about you, y'all. You don't have to take their offer. Every time they offer you some help, you don't have to take it. Especially if you're done with the relationship, y'all. Sometimes, like I said, set your boundaries, stand on your own too. You have to. You have to. If you want this to be done, you have to. If you want this to be done, you have to. I'll leave that part on that. So the second reason, y'all, that a narcissistic person will reach out to you or try to hoover you is to hurt you. The first one is helping. The second one is hurt, harm. They want to heal or harm. To two H's, heal or harm. And they come from hammock. You see, my last name is hammock. Healing or harm. They want to harm you. They want to hurt you. The healing part didn't work. They trying to heal or help didn't work. You see what I'm saying? Offering healing or offering help or asking for help didn't work. So now sometimes they go straight to harm. Sometimes they don't do the helping part. Sometimes they go straight to harm. You broke up with me. You hurt me. Or I broke up with you. And I want to make sure nobody else wants you. You're not in good shape anymore. Boom. I got to hurt you now. Now I got to go for the pain. Now I have to go for the hurt. You see what I'm saying? Now they try to hurt you. Another reason a narcissist will try to hoover you is to just hurt you. Some of them try to suck you back into a relationship just to hurt you. Some of them try to suck you back into it just to harm you. Some of them try to suck you back into it just to destroy you. Yes, they want to cause you pain. Yes, some of them are absolutely sadistic. Yes, some of them want to see you in hurt. Some of them want to see you bawled over crying. Some of them want to see you have a big emotional reaction to them. Some of them do not care, y'all. Some of them want you to feel this pain. They want you to feel this hurt. They want you to feel it. Because some of them don't care. And I think it blows people's minds when I say that. It shouldn't. Some of them don't give a damn, y'all. They want to see you in pain. Because they feel like if you hurt me, I have to hurt you. And even if I left you, right? Even if that narcissistic person broke up with you. Even if I broke up with you. It would hurt. Oh, my mic came off. Sorry, y'all. Give me 1 second. Okay. So, even if I broke up with you, it would hurt me to see you with somebody else. So I need to hinder your moving on. Even if I'm with somebody else, it would hurt me to see you happy with someone else. So I have to hinder that. I have to hurt you. You see how toxic that is? You see how manipulative it is? It's future hurt. It's like, what's that movie, Tom Cruise, Minority Report? They are arresting you for future crimes. They're arresting you for crimes that you might commit. They're arresting you and hurting you. They are hurting you for stuff that you might do in the future, for something that might happen. So I have to keep you down so you do not come up. I have to bury you in this. I have to bury you so you don't grow into a beautiful flowering plant that I can no longer get any kind of nutrients from, that I can never no longer pick the fruit of. I have to bury you. But this is what I'm about. This, y'all, they think they are burying you. This is one of the most powerful statements I've ever heard dealing with toxic relationships or anything in real life. They tried to bury me, but they didn't know that I was a seed. They thought they were burying you, but they actually planted you. And you do grow into their beautiful flowering plant. You do have beautiful fruit that somebody else gets to pick. They no longer have access to this flowering tree. And don't you dare, when you glow up after a toxic relationship, don't you fucking dare let them come back into your life and dig up the roots and ruin your tree. Don't you dare. I know somebody left me a comment the other day lately, you be cussing too much. Yeah, I rarely be cussing in these videos. And when I start cussing, you know I'm serious. So don't you fucking dare let them come back into your life and destroy your relationship statuses, destroy your success, destroy your progress that you made after you got out of this toxicity. So they tried to bury you. They didn't know that you were a seed. I heard that and I just like, so if they're reaching out to hurt you, whether they reach out to help you or offer help or ask for help or to hurt you, stand on your own to reject them. And make sure that you subscribe to my newsletter to get the actual release date of the book. I'm going to release my newsletter tomorrow. Tomorrow the new newsletter will be out, y'all. So thankful for every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.